Welcome back to Sound Medicine. I'm Barbara Lewis. For women with asthma, pregnancy can pose an extra challenge. Sound Medicine contributor Erica Barris reports on precautions that expecting moms can take to protect their health and their babies.
On a recent afternoon, Kelly Liardis is at McGee Women's Hospital for a checkup. She's talking to her doctor, Hygrieve Simhan, about her soon-to-be-born baby and her frequent summer asthma flare-ups.
Albuterol's not okay when
Albuterol's
you have a baby.
Very okay.
Does it speed their heart rate up at all? Does it make them?
Hardly.
Really?
Yeah. They like it.
Okay.
Albuterol is the old standby. It has been used for asthma and pregnancy for like a bajillion years.
For the 10 to 12% of Americans with asthma, flare-ups mean their airways can get inflamed and then narrow, constricting breath and sometimes causing wheezing or coughing. A flare-up can be triggered by exercise, smoke, dust, or, in Kelly Liardi's case, hot, muggy summer days. In southwestern Pennsylvania, there's a higher prevalence of asthma and asthma hospitalizations than in other parts of the U.S. Her doctor, Hygrieve Simhan, chief of maternal fetal medicine at McGee, says it's not completely understood why that is.
Many of the risk factors for asthma are prevalent in this area. So particulate air pollution, smoking, obesity, nutritional contributors to asthma are more common here, and the presence of those risk factors tends to increase its frequency in general in the population, and we see the same thing in pregnancy.
Increasingly, scientific evidence also points to a big part of the puzzle. The air quality. When the American Lung Association releases its annual State of the Air report, the Pittsburgh metropolitan region always ranks high on the list of most polluted cities. Whether they're looking at ozone, year-round particle pollution, or short-term pollution. But historians and doctors say that's nothing compared to the region's past as the Smoky City, where, as the famous anecdote goes, downtown streetlights would come on midday because of the smog, soot, and smoke in the air.
That soot was in the air all the time, and there's dust fall. And supposedly you park your car out at night, in the morning you would have to clean the grid off of the car.
That's Joel Tarr, an environmental historian at Carnegie Mellon University.
They had a hard time over the years linking up smoky air and air pollution per se with health issues. But people basically, I think the common sense knowledge was, yes, if you're coughing all the time, this is not good for your health.
Dr. Hygrieve Simhan says asthma was prevalent then, but the ways of treating it weren't quite developed.
Severe asthma, years and years ago, actually generally precluded individuals from getting pregnant. The medications that were used to control asthma were far fewer, and if an individual had severe asthma and had needed oxygen therapy or lots of hospitalizations or lots of infections, it was actually much less common for those individuals to reproduce. We have, and this is true with many medical conditions, we have, because medications and strategies have helped women through the pre-reproductive years in terms of controlling their asthma, reducing oxygen dependence, keeping them in general healthier, we see many more asthmatic women getting to the point of becoming pregnant than I suspect we would have seen 50, 75 years ago.
When asthmatic women get pregnant, it can go several ways, says Fernando Algun, assistant director at the UPMC Asthma Institute.
So there are really three possibilities. If a person has asthma, if a woman has asthma and gets pregnant, their asthma can either get better, remain the same, or get worse.
Some of the drugs used to treat asthma are considered class C or above, meaning the risks to a fetus are unknown. It's suggested pregnant women don't use them, but Hygrieve Simhan says not controlling asthma can also be risky.
Asthma flares become more common because that woman is more susceptible to infections. So respiratory infections and the body's ability to fight those decreases during pregnancy. And respiratory infections during pregnancy are a big source of asthma flares and a worsening of asthma status.
Women can be put on other drugs, but Fernando Algun says the general rule is, if a flare-up is happening, take your drug.
But what we know is that balancing things out, the risk is very small, so it is better to take the medication and have the asthma control than have somebody with pregnancy and their asthma being not controlled, because we know that in those women, uncontrolled asthma during pregnancy can lead to earlier deliveries and low birth weight, among other complications.
Jenica Liberator in upstate Pennsylvania is pregnant for the first time with triplets. She has severe asthma, and the inhaler she takes is a Class C.
In my particular case, they've told me if I need to take it, to take it, because it's better to have the flow of oxygen to the babies than to risk not having that flow of oxygen.
She's made serious changes to her life in an effort to minimize risks. She's stopped working as a mobile therapist who visits teens' houses.
A lot of the homes were in pretty poor condition. A couple of them, the parents were hoarders, or most of the parents or caregivers smoked on a regular basis, so there was always kind of secondhand smoke and poor air quality in the home.
Liberator says not being exposed to smoke has led to better health. Back at McGee, Kelly Liardis is asking Dr. Highgreave Simhan about her medications.
Anything else, like Claritin or any other allergies?
I'm not taking anything.
Because you don't need it or because you're pregnant?
Because I'm pregnant, I think it's a bad idea.
Okay. What if I disagree with you? How about this? It's actually quite safe in pregnancy.
Okay.
We have tremendous duration use of experience with Claritin. If it keeps you...
Zyrtec, is that okay?
Zyrtec is also reasonable.
Okay.
Simhan says this is one of the busier seasons, where they get more pregnant women hospitalized for asthma-related reasons. Reporting for Sound Medicine, I'm Erica Bears.